Hey everyone, and welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. I hope you all had a chance to relax and recharge over the holidays. But we are back and ready to kick off the new year by, well, looking back. Today we're going to be doing a deep dive into the biggest cybersecurity stories of 2024.
Buckle up. It was a wild ride.
Yeah, it kind of felt like every week there was a new headline about some crazy breach or some, you know, super sophisticated attack. So we wanted to go beyond just the headlines, right? And really dig into what these stories tell us about the state of cybersecurity and what it means for all of us.
Exactly, because the headlines can only tell you so much. It's the why behind those headlines that really matter.
Exactly. So where should we even start? I mean, 2024 was a roller coaster year for cybersecurity, but I think one of the things that really stood out to me was the rise of info stealers. Like, remember all those stories about those? It felt like they were everywhere.
Yeah, and it's interesting because on the surface, info stealers seem almost basic compared to some of the more complex malware out there. You know, they just grab your passwords and logins. But the thing is, the sheer scale and ingenuity of the campaigns we saw in 2024 were really remarkable.
Yeah, like it wasn't just about brute force attacks, right? We saw hackers getting seriously creative. I'm talking posing as helpful users on coding forums, even using like Braille characters to hide malicious code. It's insane.
It is. And that's exactly why those campaigns were so effective. They preyed on our trust and our dependence on the digital world, really. It's a good reminder that even seemingly simple malware can have really huge consequences if it's used in a clever way.
So it's not just about the malware itself, but how it's being used.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess also about who's using it, right? Yeah. Because we can't forget about the human element in all this.
Oh, absolutely. The human factor is huge in cybersecurity. And that brings us to another major theme from 2024, supply chain attacks.
Oh man, yeah. 2024 was a rough year for supply chains, to say the least.
Yeah, it really exposed how fragile our interconnected systems really are. I mean, we saw attacks targeting everything from those edge networking devices, you know, your routers and firewalls and all that, to software providers that entire industries rely on. I mean, it was a mess.
Like that ransomware attack on CDK Global, that one was huge. I mean, it basically brought the car dealership industry to a screeching halt.
Exactly. Dealerships couldn't sell cars. They couldn't order parts. I mean, some couldn't even process payroll. It was crazy. And it was a huge wake-up call, I think, about the ripple effects that a single point of failure in a supply chain can have. You know, one weak link can bring down a whole system.
Totally. And then there were all the concerns about certain manufacturers for critical technology. Some of those reports about vulnerabilities and, certain routers were pretty unsettling.
Yeah, it's a complex issue for sure. Lots of geopolitical implications there. And it definitely raises some big questions about, you know, how we balance costs and functionality and security when we're choosing the technology that we rely on every day. I mean, it's a tough one.
For sure. Okay, so we've talked about info-stealer supply chain attacks, but let's be honest. No cybersecurity recap of 2024 would be complete without talking about nation-state hackers.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, some of the stuff they pulled off last year was just audacious.
Yeah, we saw some incredibly brazen operations. That attack on Microsoft's corporate email system, that was a big one. And the fact that it was attributed to, well, you know, suspected Russian hackers really just underscores the high stakes we're dealing with here.
Well, it's crazy to think that even a tech giant like Microsoft, with all their resources, all their security expertise, can still get hit like that.
It just shows the level of sophistication, the determination, you know. And this wasn't just about getting customer data. They specifically targeted Microsoft's own cybersecurity team.
Wow. Talk about adding insult to injury.
Right. Likely they were hoping to, you know, gain insights into their defense strategies and tactics. It's a whole other level of cyber warfare.
Yeah. Okay, so it wasn't just Russia making headlines, though. We also had the whole North Korean IT worker scheme going on. That was fascinating to watch unfold, to say the least.
Yeah, that one really highlighted the economic motivations behind some of these nation-state attacks. You know, North Korea has been using its tech talent to generate revenue, essentially. They're sending skilled IT workers overseas, often posing as freelancers, to do cybercrime.
And they're good at blending in. Remember that story about the cybersecurity firm that accidentally hired a North Korean hacker?
I do. It sounds like something out of a movie, but it just shows you how these threats can be a lot closer than we think.
Okay. Well, moving on to a topic that's unfortunately become a regular feature in these year-end reviews, ransomware. 2024 felt like a bit of a roller coaster ride, even for ransomware.
It really did. We saw new players emerge, groups like Black Suit, and, you know, the existing groups like Lockbit, they just kept evolving their tactics. And while law enforcement had some wins, ransomware is definitely still a major problem.
Huge problem. And speaking of notable ransomware events, we've got to talk about that whole saga with the United Health Change Healthcare attack. The stakes in that one were just astronomically high.
Yeah, it went way beyond just stolen data. We're talking about disruption of healthcare services for millions of people. And it was wild because even after United Health reportedly paid the ransom, the attackers still tried to double extort them, demanded even more money.
That's just wild. I mean, it just shows how brazen these ransomware gangs have become. They're pushing the boundaries, testing the limits of what they can get away with.
And the story of Lockbit in 2024 is a good example of that. Remember Operation Kronos? That was a major law enforcement operation that seemed like it was going to be a real blow to Lockbit. But then what happened? They relaunched. They even started testing new versions of their ransomware. It's like a never-ending game of whack-a-mole.
Totally. It's a constant cat-and-mouse game. Okay, well, with all this in mind, maybe it's time for a bit of a gear shift. Let's talk about something that's always a little bit of a sensitive topic. Privacy.
Yeah, privacy. Always a hot button issue. And 2024 definitely had its share of privacy-related developments that raised some eyebrows. The rollout of Windows 11 recall, that was a big one.
Yeah, the initial reaction to that was not great. A lot of people were worried about, you know, misuse, the whole Big Brother aspect of it.
Right, and those concerns were totally understandable. I mean, on paper, the idea behind recall was to give users more control over their data. You know, you could recall information you'd shared with others, but it just felt a little too, I don't know, Orwellian for some people.
Yeah, and there were those reports that the filtering wasn't that great, that it was missing things like credit card numbers. That definitely made people uneasy.
It's a tough one. Trying to find that balance between user control, data security, and privacy, it's a constant challenge.
Okay, last but definitely not least, we got to talk about the telecom industry and how it basically came under siege in 2024. I mean, the scale and sophistication of those attacks were seriously concerning.
Oh, for sure. The Salt Typhoon attacks, they were targeting major telecom companies, AT&T, Verizon, you name it. And it wasn't just about stealing customer data. They were going after the core infrastructure of our communication systems.
It's like something straight out of a spy movie. I mean, reports said they were stealing text messages, call records, even tapping into government wiretapping systems.
Yeah, it was a huge escalation. It had national security implications, and it really sparked a lot of debate about how we can better protect critical infrastructure from these kinds of threats. I mean, it's a huge challenge.
It's like, in today's world, cyber attacks aren't just about, you know, stealing data or money.
Yeah.
They can have real-world consequences.
Yeah.
Disrupt essential services, impact national security. I mean, the stakes are getting higher and higher.
Exactly. And I think what we're seeing is a shift in the way we think about cybersecurity. It's not just an IT issue anymore. It's a societal issue.
Okay, so before we take a quick break, I want to touch on one more story from 2024 that I think really hit home for a lot of people. The data breach at National Public.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one. I mean, millions of people had their personal information compromised. Social security numbers, addresses, I mean, the works.
It's a good reminder that no organization is immune, no matter how big or small or, you know, seemingly boring.
Right. And it really raises that question, you know, if even giants like Microsoft and the U.S. government are vulnerable, what can the average person do to protect themselves?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
It is. And it's something that we'll definitely dig into more after the break.
All right, everyone. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back to discuss that very question. So don't go anywhere. Welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. So before the break, we were talking about that massive data breach at National Public and how, well, it kind of showed us that even the organizations we think of as safe, they aren't immune to these attacks. Yeah, it really drives home the point that no one is immune to these things. And it makes you wonder, you know, if even giants like Microsoft and the U.S. government are getting hit, what can the average person do to protect themselves, right?
It's a great question. And I think the first thing to realize is that cybersecurity isn't just a tech problem. You know, it's not just about firewalls and antivirus software. It's a people problem, too.
Okay, so we're all part of the solution.
Exactly. We all have a role to play in making ourselves and our data more secure. And it starts with, you know, the basics. Things like strong passwords.
Yeah, strong passwords. We've all heard that one.
I know. But it's true. Using a different strong password for each of your accounts, it's essential. And then two-factor authentication wherever you can get it, it's like adding an extra layer of security.
Okay, so those are the foundational things. Mm-hmm. Strong passwords, two-factor. But what about some of the less obvious things, you know, stuff that people might not think about?
So one that I think often gets overlooked is keeping your software updated. I know it can be annoying. You get those little pop-ups all the time, but those updates often include important security patches.
Yeah. It's easy to just click remind me later and then forget all about it.
Right. But those updates, they can protect you from known vulnerabilities. So it's worth taking the time.
All right. So update your software. What else?
Be mindful of what you share online. I mean, think twice before posting sensitive information on social media or filling out forms on websites that you don't really trust.
Okay, so be data savvy. Protect your info.
Got it. And then when you are doing things like online shopping or banking, always double check to make sure you're on a secure website.
You mean looking for the HTTPS and the little padlock icon?
Exactly. That means your connection is encrypted and your information is way less likely to get, you know, intercepted. And along those same lines, if you see a link that looks a little bit fishy, even a little bit off, don't click it.
Okay, don't click suspicious links. That's a good one. But what happens if, despite our best efforts, you know, something does happen? Like, what should people do if they think they've been hacked?
First of all, don't panic. I know that's easier said than done, but panicking won't help the situation. The important thing is to act quickly, but strategically. So if you think your financial information has been compromised, contact your bank and your credit card companies immediately.
So damage control is the priority.
Yeah. And depending on what happened, you might also need to report it to the police. There are resources out there to help you through that, both from, you know, law enforcement and cybersecurity organizations. So don't suffer in silence. Reach out and get help.
Okay, reach out for help.
Yeah.
But beyond those immediate steps, is there anything people can do beforehand to kind of prepare for a potential attack, you know, like a cyber emergency kit or something?
I like that. A cyber emergency kit. That's a great way to think about it. And yeah, there are definitely things you can do to prepare. One of the most important is backing up your data regularly.
Backups, backups, backups. We say it all the time, but it's so important.
Right. Because if your computer gets, you know, hacked or your files get encrypted by ransomware, you can restore them from a backup. It's like insurance for your digital life. You might not need it, but if you do, you'll be so glad you have it.
Okay. Backups are a must-have in our cyber emergency kit. What else?
Keep a list of important contacts like your bank, your credit card companies, the police, you know, the non-emergency number. That way you're not scrambling to find that information if you need to act fast.
Okay. So have a plan, know who to call. Mm-hmm. What about professional help? Like, is there ever a point where you should just call in the experts?
Oh, absolutely. There are cybersecurity professionals out there who can help you with things like incident response, data recovery, all sorts of stuff. Don't be afraid to call in the cavalry if you need it.
So it's like calling a plumber when your pipes burst.
Yeah.
You don't try to fix it yourself if you don't have the know-how. Makes sense?
Exactly. Okay, but we've been talking a lot about individual responsibility. What about the bigger picture? What are organizations and governments doing to, you know, create a safer digital environment?
Right, because it can't just be on individuals to fix this whole mess. Right?
No, definitely not. I mean, organizations have to prioritize cybersecurity, you know?
Mm.
Invest in strong defenses, train their employees on best practices, build that culture of security awareness. It can't just be an afterthought.
Make it everyone's responsibility, not just the IT department's problem.
Right. And governments have a role to play too. You know, enacting strong cybersecurity laws, providing resources to help people protect themselves, and collaborating internationally to address these global challenges. Cybersecurity is a global issue after all.
So it's about creating a safer digital world for everyone.
That's the goal. So we've talked about the challenges. We talked about what individuals can do, what organizations and governments can do. But what about the future? I mean, what does all this mean for the future of cybersecurity?
Yeah, where do we go from here? What does 2025 have in store for us?
Well, I think it's safe to say the threat landscape will continue to evolve. We'll see new types of attacks, more sophisticated techniques. It's not going to get any easier.
Feels like a never-ending arms race sometimes.
It does. But here's the thing. We're not powerless. By staying informed, by being proactive, by working together, we can make it much harder for the bad guys to succeed.
It's about being resilient.
Exactly. Not just trying to prevent every attack, because that's, well, that's almost impossible, but being able to bounce back quickly when something does happen. And a big part of that is recognizing the human element, you know, because technology can only take us so far. It's our awareness, our vigilance that will really make a difference.
So in the end, it's about taking responsibility for our own digital lives. being smart, being aware, and understanding that this is a journey, not a destination.
Well said. We're all in this together, and by working together, well, we can make the digital world a safer place for everyone.
And we are back for the final part of our deep dive into the year that was 2024 in cybersecurity. Phew, it's been a wild ride just talking about it.
I know, right? But, you know, it wasn't all bad news.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There were definitely some positive takeaways, some things that give me hope for the future, at least.
Me too. I mean, for one thing, we saw more collaboration between governments and the private sector. That's huge.
Yeah.
Because tackling these global cyber threats, well, it requires a global effort.
Totally. Cybersecurity is everyone's problem, not just, you know, some techie issue that we can just leave to the experts.
Exactly. And on that note, we're seeing some really cool new technologies and strategies being developed to, you know, help us stay ahead of the bad guys. Like, AI is playing a much bigger role these days.
Oh, yeah. AI is everywhere, isn't it?
It really is. And in cybersecurity, AI can help us analyze huge amounts of data and find those patterns that humans might miss. It's like having an extra set of eyes, but, you know, super-powered eyes.
So even though the attacks are getting more sophisticated, our defenses are getting smarter, too.
Exactly. But even with all the fancy tech in the world, technology alone isn't enough. You know, we can't just rely on firewalls and AI to save the day.
Right, because in the end, security is about people.
It is. And that's why I was so encouraged by the growing awareness of cybersecurity that we saw in 2024. More and more people are realizing that they have a role to play, that they need to be proactive about protecting their own data and, you know, making smart choices online.
That's what it's all about, right? Empowering people with the knowledge they need to stay safe.
Yes, because knowledge is power. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today, talked about the highs and lows of 2024 in cybersecurity, explored the challenges and the potential solutions. But if there's one thing I want our listeners to take away from this deep dive, one key message to remember, it's this. Cybersecurity is a shared responsibility. It's not just about governments or big companies or tech experts. It's about all of us.
It's about taking ownership of our digital lives.
Yes. Being informed, being aware, and, you know, making smart choices. And it's a journey, not a destination. We have to keep learning, keep adapting, keep working together to stay ahead of the bad guys.
Well said. Couldn't have said it better myself. So as we head into 2025, let's all make a commitment to making cybersecurity a priority. For ourselves, for our families, for our communities.
I'm with you on that. Here's to a safer, more secure 2025.
Cheers to that. A huge thank you to you for joining us today and for sharing your incredible insights.
My pleasure. Always happy to be here.
And all our listeners, thank you for tuning in to Cyber Mornings Daily. We hope you found this deep dive insightful and maybe even a little bit inspiring. Remember, stay informed, stay vigilant, and stay safe out there in the wild world of the internet. We'll catch you next time.